I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hurricane season emergency food stockpiles in Haiti are at nearly 142,000 tons. It's an irony for groups trying to get food that's already there cleared through customs and off the docks. For Haiti Loves, Eva DeHart says,
"We need somebody reliable enough to bring it in, but know that it will get to us."
DeHart says a shipping agreement fell through at the last minute. Pray for quick resolution.
We can show that God not only is concerned about their souls, but also about their daily being.
Next, Ramadan is a time when Muslims seek God, get together with families, and watch television. David Harder of Sat7 says Ramadan is the highest TV watching time of the year in the Muslim world.
We are also putting on new shows and programs we want people to watch as they're flipping through. And so your listeners can be praying that people will tune into Sat7 and receive life-giving programs at this time of the year when so many people are really sitting down and watching TV.
Pray the programs will reach many people who are soul-searching and seeking God in the next few weeks. And 25,000 people with no water pumps. That was a situation in the Zing region of Nigeria before Living Water International stepped in. The Zing community had water, but none of it was clean. At the end of 2008, Living Water began searching out the best place for 5 new wells. Today, the project is complete and thousands travel to the Zing community to get clean water every day. Pray the new wells will be a reminder of God's provision for their people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, A Low Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.